BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
What up, though? What up, though? You know what that mean. That mean it's Friday, boy. It's the weekend. We out here with it. Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse. It's the weekend, baby! Baby! Yeah, you got through the snow, you got through the ice, and school is out again today for CMS, but you still got to go to work. Most of y'all still got to go to work. Them employees like, listen, them roads are right, and those roads, for the most part, are all right this morning. My drive to work was pretty straight, road-wise and weather-wise. 30 degrees right now. Today's high is going to be right near 45. Yeah, weekend temperatures looking at tomorrow, sunshine, 55. And then Sunday, close to 60 on Sunday at about 58 degrees with sunshine. And then, of course, on Monday, we're getting ready for CIAA week. And your CIAA week is going to be a mixture of rain, clouds, and cold temperatures. And then it's also going to be warm, too, because beginning of the week is going to be warm, then it's going to taper off and be cold by the end of the week, but it'll be sunshine and cold by the end of the week for your CIAA. You know that's rolling into town, kicking off next week. And speaking of rolling into town, in the madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What up, though, Miss Jessica?
I ain't nothing. How you doing?
I'm good. What you doing in the snow yesterday?
So I woke up to an Instagram story. I was asleep. But obviously, there was snow cream that was being made in my house. The guy and the little one went outside and started making snow cream.
They from the country, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They definitely from the country.
Yeah, they make snow cream out of the first snow. They usually make snow cream.
Yes.
I got country people in my family.
They went out there and they made snow cream. I don't know how it tastes. I know that my kitchen was a mess this morning, and it better be clean by the time I get home.
So you didn't get out there and get none?
I was asleep.
Oh, when you woke up, you didn't eat nothing. It was gone.
I don't know. I didn't go look for it or anything. I'm good. The guy isn't exactly a chef or anything like that. So
snow
no,
cream. Shout out to my Uncle Tony. Has me in the building with us this morning. What up, Unc?
Hi, Unc.
Boy, you got me.
I get you, Unc.
Boy, you got, because I'm here.
What's up with you, grown man?
Boy, everything and nothing. Boy, listen, trying to get, woo.
It's been a long time since you got up this early, huh?
What Rakim say, it's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you.
I was watching them grown man conversations. I hit my uncle up. I said, well, Burpee gonna be out. Let me call my uncle to come in.
Man, y'all know y'all two of my favorite people. I'm coming up in here, my nephew, one of my favorite nieces' pieces. I might as well join y'all, man.
And
I'm
really happy to have you.
Yeah. You know, I found out it wasn't no school when I heard No Limit say it.
This morning?
Yeah.
They do make the announcement fairly late.
I'm not even going to call back to the crib and say, get him up for school.
They do make the announcement.
They made it early last night, though. You got to get
serious. It was around 10.
Was it?
Yeah. According to the Instagram page, it was around like.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. It's about 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, so.
But it was better than this morning,
what's
though.
What's hilarious are the comments. Do you all read the comments?
Yes.
That the students leave?
Oh, no, I read the comments that the parents
the
leave.
The comments are hilarious. They like, hey, yo, what's up, CMS? Because I need to know if I need to do this homework or not. You know, like, oh, they are hilarious, the comments that students make. But my little one isn't in CMS. So she has school today. It's on a 2-hour delay.
What is that? What is that?
She's at Bradford. Bradford Prep. It's in Charlotte.
Okay, but is that like, oh, so it's just different?
Yes. It's not a CMS school.
Oh,
so
that's
she
a
has
private school.
So she has to go. It's not a private school.
Yeah. It's a prep school.
Oh, it's not.
I'm
Kid ain't no private school. Right.
I'm looking at these comments now. People got their albums up here.
Oh, the comments are hilarious.
They got 4,377 comments.
Because you know what? 4,377 people were going, what are we doing tomorrow, CMS?
Tyler Dot Sharper said, was anyone else waiting on this post all day? I mean, like, really? Thanks for not waiting until tomorrow morning to tell us. Thank y'all. Woo! Yeah. Let somebody put on that. Let's go! I'ma kiss you, CMS. Thank you. But you're right. Them comments are.
What a parent comment.
It's a parent. Oh yeah.
Them what the hell? That's what the parents comments
take
be
my
saying.
Kids.
What the hell? What the hell?
Oh yeah, the parents could be on there too. They be like, listen, CMS, come get your kids. Stop playing. What do you do with your kids when they're out of school and you got to work? Because a lot of parents, like if school is out and daycare or after school or before school is closed, what do you do with your kids?
They're going to stay.
Be parents. What you mean? What you do?
You ship them somewhere.
So like if I still got to work and my child has like before school and after school and that's canceled, what do you do with them kids?
Guess I'm going to work with you.
Yeah, exactly. It's
going to be a work day with me.
You act like you ain't check. Never gone to work with your parents before.
No, I couldn't go to work. My mama work was a little different.
Okay.
Quarter break.
Who kid is that in the drive thru? Whose son is that in the drive thru making sweet tea?
No, when you in that situation, you just sit them at the front table in the front and say, don't you move.
And feed them all day.
Yep. Don't you move.
I've seen that before.
You got an iPad. You got your books. Don't you move from right here.
Listen, I come from a single black mama household. It don't matter if you go to work, if you stay home. The rules are the same. If you wake up and I ain't here, go straight after school mode. Don't open the door for nobody.
Yep, absolutely.
Don't touch ish. Don't try to cook ish. Don't change the channel on the TV when I get home because I know you've been on it. Clean up, straighten up, you know what it is, and don't let your daddy in here.
Best thing you need to do.
Don't let him in here. Look at him through the door and say, mama said don't let nobody in here.
Nobody's home.
Boy, if you don't open this door for your daddy, mama said.
Nobody's home.
Today's inspiration power word on the board is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church. Welcome to the show, Unc.
Good morning, I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your morning inspiration. God's love is the only perfect love. And the Bible says,
it's no little Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Future Drake, right there, life's good. What'd you say about Future? How you get him?
Boy, let me tell you something. Future over there was Steve Harvey's daughter. That's how he got it. He was talking to her in the club in her ear, just like the auto tune. She said, I ain't never. Boy, he talked just like he said. God.
Lori Harvey, have you ever met Steve Harvey's daughter? Because I know y'all pretty cool, you and Steve.
So. No, I haven't met her. Not personally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think if I do, I just, you know, give her a fist bump and keep it moving. Because she get attached to folk quick. You know?
Is that what you're going to say about her?
I mean, she's a nice young lady. She gets attached to folk quick. But, mm-hmm. You know, to each his own, baby.
Yeah. All right, no living
Larry. Do your thing. We ain't judging. You ain't on trial, boo.
No living Larry the Morning Madhouse. And of course, it's time for your hashtag MHQOTD, your Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about. Let's talk about who? Let's talk about.
All right, your Madhouse question of the day is being brought to you by the Fabulously Funny Comedy Show. North American and Power 98 present the Fabulously Funny Comedy Show, starring Mike Epps with special guest Lavelle Crawford, DC Young Fly, Country Wayne, and Just Hilarious is going down Saturday, February 29th at Bojangles Coliseum. Log on to power98fm.com for more details. It's tax season, y'all!
It's tax season, but them taxes is dropping out of here!
Yes! Although a lot of people are like, it ain't dropping quick enough. They want their money now. It's my money and I want it now. So we want to know, what exactly is your plan when you get your money? What will you be doing with your tax refund this year?
Well, I don't file when everybody else files, so I can't get in the hype because I don't file until October, so I ain't really in the hype. But when I do get my tax money, I'm going to go buy a small country or something, Jessica. Nah.
You getting that much money? Well, damn.
You know, my mama tax prepared, so we good over here. Now,
Tekashi.
I ain't got nothing to do with that.
I'm just kidding.
Those comments were made by Nolan and Larry.
I'm just kidding. Now, I usually invest a little and I spend a little. That's what I usually do. I invest a little bit and spend a little bit. So I don't know what I know what I'm investing in this year, but I don't know what I'm going to buy myself this year. So I invest and I spend a little. That's what I do. What you do with your tax money?
This year I will be, I always save. And then this year I will be investing in some things that I need to do around my house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you do with your little tax money?
And I'm going to ball out in the club one night. Go ahead.
That's the key word, little. Ain't too much to do with it. Buy a couple scratch offs.
Shut up, get
London some Pumas.
Now
Yolanda, new house coat.
Not a new house coat.
Yeah, and then I might pay a light bill or something. Go to Dollar Tree and ball out, Miss Jessica.
You get more money than that. Hush it. Just stop it.
Tekashi.
If not, come see Miss Judy. We'll get you straight.
Jeez Louise.
That's Tekashi Tax Service over there.
Shock, what you going to do with your tax money?
I plan on totally blowing it.
Lord have mercy.
I'm going to jump the economy. I'm going to stop at Onyx next Tuesday. We'll do a little shopping, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to call them and tell them I'm going to pay them, you know, late as usual. But, you know, ain't nothing going to change. You know how we do.
Yeah. That's what most people been waiting on.
Need to get more responsible.
That's what most people going to do with their tax money. They going to blow it. But what you going to blow it on? Just be honest. What you going to blow it on this
year? You're supposed to pay off some of those bills. You're supposed to knock some balances down. That's what you're supposed to do with it.
Yeah. I'm going to knock some balances down.
That is what you're supposed to do with it. Some kind of responsibility.
Then once you pay it down, they're going to tell you your debt to ratio too high. And you're still going to be in the red someday.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm going to get my layaways out.
No, they ain't got layaway no more.
They do.
What you talking about?
They do.
What about?
You can tell who got that budget.
You can tell who got money.
You can tell who got that budget.
Exactly.
That's why you don't file till October.
Find out some whereabouts.
Right, talking about they ain't got layaway. Boy, stop.
It ain't for you. It ain't for you. Stop asking questions. Right. It ain't for you.
Right, those who know, don't tell. Those who tell, don't know.
Jeff, how do we tap in on the madhouse question of the day?
You have completely offended me in here today. Where they got layaway?
Y'all do me like that all the time.
Where they do that at?
I don't know. I'm not a layaway person.
You sound quite judgy in your voice.
I'm not judging. I'm just saying. Where?
Your comments sound judgy.
They're not judgy, Jessica. I'm trying to figure out where y'all won't tell me.
Well, like Unc said,
you don't shop.
Right.
Well, I shop everywhere.
Yeah, a different tax bracket.
For all the stores that do layaway, when you see Larry coming in there, don't give it to him.
Nothing.
How do we tap in on today's question?
On our Instagram page. It's at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry. You participating?
I'm in it.
Okay. What's your Instagram?
Comedy, right? At Tone X Comedy.
At Tone X Comedy, or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. What are you doing with your tax refund this year?
No Limit Larry!
Historically, HBCUs have been underfunded.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folk got hitty shit. No cap.
6:25 here in the Queen City. As you walk outside, it's 30 degrees with a high of 44 today. All right, I'm going to do this story, Larry.
Mm-hmm.
But you let me do it and you don't say a word until I'm done.
Okay. All right.
Shark, the same thing goes for you.
Okay.
All right?
You ain't gonna tell, huh?
Let me do... No. Because Unc is a grown man.
That don't mean that.
Unc knows how to handle himself.
No, he don't.
I'm gonna do this story.
Thank you.
And you two do not say a word until I get done. All right?
Uh-huh.
Erykah Badu's online store, Badu World Market, is finally open for business. It opened yesterday. And that fragrance that smells like her woman parts is there. However, it's sold out in minutes. You all cannot get it anymore. But there are some T-shirts, hoodies, footwear, incense, and of course, music is available on the site. And since you couldn't get, I'm not done yet, Larry. I'm not done yet.
I got a question.
Since you couldn't get the Vajayjay perfume, there's going to be some other fragrances that she will have available on the website. Mm-hmm. But those are going to be named after her songs. Okay? Now that I am done with this story.
No limit.
Larry, you may now respond.
Do the hoodies and t-shirts smell like a Vajayjay?
See, this is why I asked you. This is why I asked you.
This is exactly why she asked you.
This is a legitimate.
You see what I'm talking about?
Time out.
That's all he got out of this.
You see what I'm talking about?
Time out.
You should have seen him when I did the original story a couple weeks ago.
I know he was.
Oh, they were acting up in here.
So time out. So that's not a legitimate question. Seeing it as she was selling the perfume that smells like a Vajayjay. So everything on the site, I would think would have that same smell.
Let me tell you something. I love me some Erykah Badu. I am not interested in her Vajayjay perfume, and I'm not interested in hoodies that smell like her Vajayjay. I might just want to buy a hoodie.
Well, let me just say this. Since I am grown, I'm not talking about no Vajayjay. I'm talking about a vagina. Okay?
Do you want vagina perfume?
And the incense, I was waiting for them. So when you said it was sold out, yes, but I pre-ordered. Okay? So I'm waiting for them to come so I can light the house up. And when Y Squared come in there and say, what's this? I would be like Erykah Badu.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie! Tell that.
Power 98's Cheerleader Fridays is brought to you by Play.
98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Let it be Larry the Morning Madhouse. That's the Morning Madhouse classic throwback right there. We call it Pastor Cavassier. Pastor Cavassier, you were saying that Monique is in the video.
She was. You don't remember that? It was like Harlem Nights. Had the females in there. Puffy was in there. She was talking about it one day when we were on tour about how she did a video. Puffy was in there trying to take all day to shoot it. She was like, look, I got to go. So we need to go ahead and shoot my part, baby, because I got to go ahead and get up out of here.
And speaking of the Harlem Nights theme, I think she would be good if they was talking one time about doing the Harlem Nights remake. I think Monique would be good to play the part of Della Reese in the Della Reese.
Harlem Nights remix would be dope.
Yeah.
Got to have Eddie back in it.
Eddie, you got Arsenio still alive. Robin Harris passed on. Della Reese is passed on.
Red Fox is passed on. Richard Pryor.
So, yeah, you have to replace all them.
I think you could do it, though.
I think you could pull it off. I think you could definitely pull it off.
Yeah.
I think Monique would be good to play like a
Delary. Let her get that.
Yeah, let her get like
try
a
shoot me in my pinky toe.
Like a Harlem Nights 2 or Harlem Nights again or something. I don't know, but I think they could redo it or do a sequel.
Let's pull it off.
Huh?
Let's do it.
The budget too big for me.
Nah, baby, you don't file your taxes till October.
That's just because I had to make sure everything is in order.
I know you got it.
That's just to make sure everything in order. That ain't got anybody can file in October. You know what I mean? Just give you a little tax thing. All you got to do is file for an extension, and you can file in October.
I actually file in October.
See what I mean?
However,
see what I mean?
I know where the layaway is.
I mean,
but here's my reasoning. Here's my reasoning for filing in October. Because it's closer to the holiday season when I'm going to have to buy gifts for my family members and things like that. So I get my money back and use it for that.
That's what you do?
Yeah. I normally file in October. This year, I won't be there.
Okay.
Yeah. I got to go get my stuff off layaway.
Speaking of when you file your taxes, coming up, we're talking about the hashtag MHQOTD, which is your Madhouse question of the day. We're talking today about what are you going to do with your tax money this year? Somebody wrote a song to the IRS.
Oh, they want their money.
I'm going to play it when we come back. It's Pot Out Here.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me that back sheet
and slay. This is my boy right there. Lil Baby Gunna. Drip too hard one time. My boy Mello. That's still in dope. But what up, Mello? You know how we do it in the North. Two thumbs up. No Lil Larry, the Morning Madhouse. 30 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 45. Hashtag MHQOTD. Your Madhouse question of the day. What are we talking about today, Ms. Justin?
We are talking about your tax refund. Wondering what you going to do with it. What are you going to do with it this year?
What you going to do with your tax refunds? You can hit us up on our Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry.
@ Hey Miss Jessica.
What's yours, Unc?
@ Tone X Comedy.
And let us know what you're going to do with that tax refund. And speaking of tax refunds, of course, you know I was on World Star Hip Hop, and somebody has written a whole song to the IRS.
Not a whole song.
It's about a verse of to the IRS.
Boy, I know this us.
I had
it's a bop.
It's a bop.
It's not exactly a song.
It's a bop. Just
it's a bop.
Okay. Well, check,
it's a mood.
Check out this bop. I had to edit it up. But cause she went in.
Uh-oh.
Listen up.
I want to know when the I'm getting paid, man. I want to know where the is my change, man. I'm getting mad because y'all playing with me, man. I've been calling every day, bothering it out y'all, man. I'm gonna call every day till I get my mother chain. I'm gonna play. I'm gonna speak up on y'all mother name. Dear IRS, y'all got me up. I'm finna pull up quick. I told y'all last year, 2020, I wasn't playing with y'all. I'm telling you right now, you got two more days. You better drop a motherfucking date, or I'm gonna pull up on you. I'm gonna get flued out. I'm gonna come to Washington and turn it out. You got me up because I go to work every day, but you steady playing with me, taking money out of my check, and you ain't even paid me what you owe me yet. All you better come correct. I want my mother money. I want my money now. I'm finna come to Washington telling you that right now. I got gas, I got a car coming to you. Just cash out, eat my this is through. I'm steady playing with you too. Cause I ain't with you in about two or three. You got me.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Woo!
It's a vibe. It's not exactly a song.
Woo! I felt the pain, though. Unc.
She was going.
Unc, when she said, I'm about to get flued out to Washington.
That's when I knew it got different. When she said, I'm about to get flued out to Washington.
It was the tone of her voice. I'm getting paid. I'm getting sick. When your tone is like that,
she sounds like that could have been you.
I'm getting mad. I'm getting sick. Give me my money.
Rapping like Louis Armstrong. Hey, I'm paying attention to the lyrics, nephew.
What'd she say,
you're going to get that cash out. I said, all of this aggression for $60. All of this cussing, all of this rah-rah for $60.
That's a good point, because you do not send stacks on Cash App.
You don't do that. Wait a minute. I think you sent up to $7,500 on Cash App.
Does it, though? Have you ever made a $7,500 deposit on Cash App?
Well, he has.
I haven't.
You don't know where layaway is, though. I haven't, but somebody else.
Listen.
No.
That's $60. $75 tops. Okay? Because she said, I got gas. But when she said that, she threw me.
And that's the federal government. She owe on state.
Right. And she telling all that she got gas. I'm like, you don't tell him that, do you? I don't think he's going to tell you got gas. But then she like, in the car. I said, oh, okay. Let me get myself together.
I got bills. I got gas. I got stuff to pay.
Tell her she got
y'all better quit playing with me.
She said, I'm getting flued out.
Listen.
Is the IRS in Washington?
That's the IRS.
I wasn't in Washington. Is the IRS in Washington?
She go flew out there. That's the IRS. That's the new Negro National Anthem.
Not mad at it. It's completely
right,
a vibe.
Right there.
I want to know when the I'm getting paid.
I want to know. You hear me?
I want to know when she's going to get paid. When she's going to get paid. Not even mine.
I'm gonna call every day till I get my change.
Gives
don't talk about those
her money.
Don't change. You say the bad.
I'm finna pull up quick.
I told y'all last year,
2020, I wasn't playing with y'all.
This is years of aggression, and a lot of this is dedicated towards Donald. Yeah, she told him last year.
Wait a minute, you gonna pull up on the IRS?
Either the IRS or that girl that owed that 60. Somebody getting pulled up on.
This girl is not playing games. Pay her money.
She get flued out.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And your home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
We about to let y'all shine, man. Y'all know what time it is. 570 WPEG. It's time to let y'all shine. Come on in. Somebody's doing something good in your life. You did something good in somebody's life. Your kid's doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy. 570. I'm still. She get flued out to Washington. Go get our money.
I want to go. Go to
570 WPG, man. Little baby, the baby is baby. 5 out of 8.
Yeah, fresh piece of bankroll. Sure, I do it. Crazy,
I woke up a couple meal on
my yes, sir. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, man. If you out there and you ride through the streets, streets pretty clear this morning. There are some spots that have some black ice, but other than that, streets pretty clear on your drive in this morning. Jessica, how was your drive in this morning?
Yeah, my drive was pretty good.
I walked.
You walked for real? Because you live like.
Tekashi.
Yes, Larry.
Tekashi.
No, stop.
I walked.
He walked.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
After
I got out of the Uber.
Okay.
Because I didn't want Y Square to wake up to drive because that's too long of a drive for her early in the morning.
I got
so
you.
So I was trying to be
respectful. You're such a gentleman.
And I like to get me a little air on my face, so I told him, you can drop me off here. And then I walked on in. That's what I meant.
Okay.
Damn, Tekashi.
We about to let y'all shine, man. Y'all know how it goes about this time. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Somebody doing something good in your life. Shout out to your daddy.
Let it shine. You know
how it goes out inside the madhouse.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning. I'm going to let that lady shine above her tank because she want them.
Avery, you silly. Avery, what you going to do with your tax money this year?
Oh, I'm going to invest in my tax money and pay up on my bills.
Somebody you need to let shine this morning?
I want to let shine everybody who put their eyes on the Showtime special, Monique and Friends. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, you can go to Showtime. If you don't have it, download it. Take the 7-day or the 10-day free trial.
Mm-hmm.
Check out the special and then cancel it the next day.
Oh, you know what? That's a good idea because I need to cancel Stars now that Power is over. And I can add Showtime.
Go ahead, Mama.
I just canceled my Stars. So I'm at do the same thing. Or if you got a 5-star, you can go on there and just pull it up.
So I want to shout out everybody who watched it, man. Show me love. Told me that they enjoyed it. The lineup is crazy. Me, Prince T-Dub, Just Niche, Corey B, and Donnell Rollins. Shot it in Atlanta. So check it out. Monique and Friends on Showtime.
Is she also doing stand-up on it? This is her stand-up?
Oh, yeah. She's hosting it. Okay. So, yeah. It's a good look.
Man, congratulations, huh?
Thank you, family.
There it is. Let somebody shine, man. I want to let everybody who get up and get out there every single morning on Sunday mornings, man. We call it Block Love Charlotte. Mm-hmm. I want to shout out every single person that come through, that donate, that come through and spend time. We start at 8:30 in the morning on Sunday, and we don't leave till about 12. So from about 8:30 to 12, we just go out there, man, and service the homeless community of Charlotte. Food, clothes, drinks, anything you can think of they need is provided, and we do it each and every Sunday. And shout out to everybody who has committed themselves to this project called Black Love Charlotte and the United Neighborhoods of Charlotte. So shout out to y'all, man, to get up and grind. Because I ain't going to lie, it's tough for me to get up every Sunday morning, but I do it and I go out there with the folks, man. It's a great experience. And I want to shout out to my man, 2Che, Jeff McGinnis, who came through this past Sunday. Sunshine Anderson came through this past Sunday. And my man, DJ Bless, and the man that came out there and cooked on the grill, baby. He got on the grill, and whipped it up early in the morning.
Boy.
8:30 in the morning, we had the grill. We had a big block party, man. So salute there. My man, Hot Boy Shaq, came through. Hot Boy Lil Shaq, he came through and dropped off some Jordans. My man, Zeus Apparel, my man, Cutty Boy, came through. Brought some love. Jackets and hats. So shout out to everybody who commit to every Sunday morning coming through Block Love Charlotte.
Where your man with that grill at?
He around.
Is he?
Yeah.
Holla at him. Shine on me.
Oh, no, we don't have anybody else on
coming
line.
Coming up, Ms. Jessica.
Look at me. I ain't know. We got to work on our hands.
Coming up, Ms. Jessica. Just know the neighbor news on the way. Your chance to win tickets to check out your boy, Yo Gotti.
You got it locked. Y'all know these folks got hit his. No cap.
7:20 here in the Queen City, which means your nosy neighbor news is up next. Lauren London has a message for some folks out there. Gonna let you know exactly what it is. Boosie Badass. Lord Jesus. Boosie. We're gonna be talking about him again. And Dwayne Wade is back in the news, but it is not for his child. What's going on with D-Wade?
D-Wade is about to be, you know, since he's retired, he wants to be a sports agent. And with his son get ready to come in the NBA, he wants to be a sports agent.
Okay. What you think, Unc? What do you think he's in the news about, but it is not regarding his child?
He's still wearing them suits with no socks.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know why they do that.
Find out what's going on with D-Wade coming up in your nosy neighbor news next.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Make sure you're listening because I got tickets for you to check out Yo Gotti coming up next week. That's all coming your way right after this Russ Best on Earth here on Charlotte's Plug Power 98. What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your nosy neighbor news for Friday, February 21st, being brought to you by Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools. I'm going to be hanging out along with DJ Q1 for CMS's third annual CTE fair. That is going down tomorrow at the Charlotte Convention Center from 11 a.m. until 3. You can log on to power98fm.com for all of those details. Lauren London is shutting down rumors that she is dating Diddy. The actress took to Instagram to profess her love for the late Nipsey Hussle, saying, "Stop playing with me and my name, and I'm all love and peace, but never forget I'm a woman in grief, and I don't play about my nip, my family, and my character, and my code." So leave her alone. Boosie Badass might need to take a break from social media. The rapper hopped on Instagram to say that he was denied entry into a Planet Fitness because of his comments about D-Wade's child. He says, "Don't go to Planet Fitness. They racist." He also goes on to say that they put me out of Planet Fitness for what I said about Dwayne Wade's son. He also claims that the manager is gay, and that also played a part in him being denied entry. Hand claps for the baby. You know, he's out on tour right now, and he had a stop in Kansas last night. Before the show, he was out and about talking to fans, and some of them asked for pictures. Well, he did them one better. He put them all on will call and gave them all free tickets to his show last night. So shout out to him. Dwayne Wade is back in the news, but not for his child. The former NBA player makes an appearance on Rick Ross's single, Season Ticket Holder. The song features another Miami Heat star and Rafael Saadiq. D-Wade kicks off the track by talking about his accomplishments in the NBA and his love for his wife, Gabrielle Union. He says, I'm doing something I've never done before, and I'm doing it for the city of Miami. For me, it's an honor to be in the studio, messing around, joking around, having fun. But really, it's for the city and for the culture. Kevin Hart wants the judge to throw out his sex tape lawsuit. The comedian says that he was not properly served in the $60 million case. The woman claims that Kevin Hart and his friend conspired to tape their encounter. Kevin says that the processor simply threw the set of papers out of a car window in view of the security guard outside of the gate of his home. So he wants the judge to throw out the case. We'll see what happens with that. Happy birthday to Jordan Peele and Nina Simone. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Today's high is going to be right near 45. Watch out, man, if you're headed out there in traffic. It might be a little bit of black ice left out there. Other than that, it should be a great drive weather-wise for you this morning. Wherever you're going and this weekend, your temperature should be rather nice. 55 is your high for tomorrow. And on Sunday, when it's 60, right about 58 with sunshine. Monday, slight chance of rain. Tuesday, slight chance of rain. And then by the end of the weekend for your CIAA, we're going to have sunshine, cold temperatures. So that's what your CIAA is looking like next week weather-wise. Right about now, you know what time it is. It's time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Let's find out why Larry is mad today.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind.
Hashtag Larry Mad is being brought to you by McBoney's. Tomorrow night, me and DJ Butterfingers, we invade McBoney's from 10 to midnight, 4800 Monroe Road. We got drink specials, ladies free before 11. Log on to power98fm.com for more information. All right, today, Larry is mad at the state of Idaho. The whole damn state of Idaho. Why am I mad at the state of Idaho? Because me and Miss Jessica, we told you about this story a while ago about this lady named Lori Vallo. Lori Vallo and these missing kids. The judge ordered Lori Vallo to turn over these kids, and she still didn't turn these kids over. The order was placed. She had the January 30th to turn the kids in. She didn't turn the kids in. How about they just arrested her late last night in Hawaii? I'm mad because why did it take them so damn long to arrest this lady? What date is it? February 21st? It took them a whole month to go arrest this lady? And the judge told her, you have these kids here by January the 30th or else I'm coming to get you. It took you 21 days to go get this lady? Come on now. Well, actually, 22 because January has 30. So January 31st, February 1st, she should have been getting locked up in Hawaii. It shouldn't have taken them 23 extra days to go arrest Lori Vallo. They still have not heard from her kids. Joshua, he's 7, and Tali, who's 17. Now, what 17-year-old is just going to be out here missing with it? No cell phone, none of that. Ain't no way. This lady, they arrested her last night. She's being held on a $5 million warrant because she has not turned over her kids. And still this morning, she ain't turned her kids over.
And you know, this is a funny story because both her and her new husband,
Chad, yeah,
their former mates
dead.
Are dead.
And her brother dead.
Yeah, so this whole story is sort of, it's not just that the kids missing.
Yeah.
Everybody around them is dead.
Yeah. You know, I watch a lot of Law and Order.
Mm-hmm.
I got one question.
What about?
What color is this young lady?
Her name is Lori Vallo.
Okay.
She white.
So she's a Caucasian lady.
Yeah, she's Caucasian.
All right, then. So we can move on to something else.
The biggest name.
This is Lil Nas X.
This is something.
Coming up, man, somebody's going to win these tickets to go see Trippy Red. Right about now, though, Snow to the Larry, Morning Madhouse. You know Burpee's out, my uncle's in the building. It is time to get, well, supposed to be Burpee Stocks, but time to get Uncle Stocks.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I had them thoughts.
What you got for him today, Uncle?
Sometimes I had them thoughts.
I got some grown man thoughts.
Okay, that was I had them thoughts. Thoughts from a grown man.
Mm-hmm.
What you got for him today, Uncle?
You know, if you've been listening to me this morning messing with my nephew, I've been calling him Tekashi. He's been trying to tell all the information this morning.
about taxes. He tried to tell you my location. He tried.
No, I did, though.
Yeah, you did. Yes, you did.
I didn't mean it.
Yes, you did. Opening up a can of worms that I don't need, which is what I want to talk about.
Okay.
Stop bringing extra attention to yourself. Now, we can all think of ourselves as license plates. Now, you got basic license plates, Miss Jessica, and you got the personalized plates.
Mm-hmm. That me, I like mine personalized.
There he go again. He can't help himself, Miss Jessica. He got to tell everything. Then I just say, don't bring attention to yourself.
You got to preface it and tell him, don't say anything until I get done.
Don't say anything until I finish.
Okay, I'll shut up then.
And so I used to tell people, you got that personalized plate. You stand out. It's hard for you to be like, that wasn't me or that wasn't my car, because you stand out. When you start talking about where you are, what you do, especially when you use that social media and you start showing it, there's a lot of people whose job is to sit back and be social media police and social media investigators. They try to connect the dots. And the last thing you want is for somebody to take the opportunity to come and see you when you don't know that they were coming to see you. So stop. I don't call it snitching. Just stop talking so damn much and watch what you say and watch how you move. Those that know don't tell, and those that tell don't know.
That's what you told me earlier this morning.
I haven't asked you to say anything yet. Tekashi?
Think about it!
What you thought?
Historically, HBCUs have been underfunded.
People got hit his no cap.
For nosy neighbors, that means it is time for a nosy neighbor news quickie. Let's see what we're going to talk about. Oh, you know the company Supreme.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
The clothing company.
Yes. Well, they made Supreme Oreos. And those, they're red Oreos, and they were selling for about $8. So you can get Supreme Oreos. Now, Supreme is known for dropping exclusive items that cause collectors to go into a frenzy, and these Oreos are no different. They are now on eBay being sold for $4,000.
Oreos.
Supreme Oreos.
I love Oreos, my favorite cookie, but ain't no way. Ain't no way I'm paying $4,000 for no damn Supreme Oreo cookies.
It's $4,000. They started at $500.
Okay.
For these cookies that originally cost $8.
Thank you, Supreme.
And quickly rose to $4,000 in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
Is there anything, any collector's item that you would spend big bucks on?
Probably a watch. If it was like a collector's watch, I would, if I had the money, I would get it. Because yeah, I'm a watch connoisseur. I love watches. So it'd probably be a watch for me. Something like that. Like if it was somebody's watch that I really like. Like a Tupac, if it was a watch that Tupac wore and it was inscribed or something like that with his name or something like that, I might buy that. Because I love watches.
If I were to purchase a collector's item, it would probably come from Jay-Z or Beyonce. Jay-Z, more so. Or maybe like during the civil rights movement. I am more of a, like, I want items from my previous family members.
I got you.
Like this, over the Christmas holiday, I got my uncle's old watch. I have my grandmother's wedding ring. Like, I like those types of things. I want items from my family members.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm just going to spend big bucks on
that's what's up.
Other stuff.
I might want my uncle's baking soda when he used to break it down.
Oh, okay. You want to spend $4,000 on that?
I'm going to spend $4,000 on the recipe. We need to talk
when we get off the air. I got some baking soda that I can sell for $4,000. So, I'm just saying.
So if you all want these Supreme Oreos, they are out here. They're selling for $4,000.
So. I'm good on that.
I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Tell that.
Coming up, man, you know what it is. We are telling you what's popping for the weekend. Find out what's happening this weekend. It's Power 98.
Power98FM.com is your...
Tell them Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B. Let's find out what popping the weekend.
Oh my God, it's the weekend. Hands up for the weekend. It's 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 the weekend.
There it is, though. 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 What popping this weekend? I can tell you what's popping tomorrow night. You know it's definitely going down. We're going to be hanging out at McBoney's, myself, DJ Butterfingers. You already know, 10 to midnight, our live broadcast. Come hang out with your boy, Deontay Wilder. Fight is tomorrow night. Uh-huh. So I know a lot of y'all going to check that out. As well as tonight, I'll be checking out some high school basketball. Vance is taking on West Charlotte tonight at 6 o'clock at Vance in the IMAC tournament going down. And North Mech plays at 7:30 right after West Charlotte and Vance chop it up. So I'll be over there tonight checking out my high school basketball. That's what I got popping this weekend. What you got, Ms. Jet?
All right. Let's see. Today, from 12 until 2, I'm going to be hanging out at T-Mobile, Metro by T-Mobile. That is going to be 2241 Beatty's Ford Road. So come on out there and hang out with me for that. Then tomorrow, students, we want all elementary, middle school, and high school families on hand at the 3rd annual CMS Career and Technical Education Fair. That one is going down at the Charlotte Convention Center. I'm going to be out there from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. This is absolutely free for the entire family. Come learn about all of these careers that are in CTE. DJ Q1 is going to be out there. He's got the music. We are going to have a great time. And also, y'all know I am a Netflix head. I absolutely love Netflix. This one has been out for a while, but I haven't had a chance to talk to you all about it. It is a documentary called Who Killed Malcolm X?
Ooh.
And Unc and I were just talking about
sure
this
was.
One.
Y'all got me ready to watch.
Boy. Listen. This reveals so much that you did not know. It pieces things together. It is an eye-opener when you talk about the assassination of Malcolm X. I encourage everyone
Facts.
To sit down and watch this one. It is a conversation. Boy. Yeah, this one is good. It's called Who Killed Malcolm X? It is on Netflix right now. It's about 6 or 7 episodes, but you all will not be able to stop watching it. I watched it all in one sitting.
I'm gonna check it out. You got something popping this weekend?
If you're in the ATL, I'll be in the ATL tonight doing what I love to do, straight off that Showtime special. If you got some time this weekend, download the Showtime app. Check out the special Monique and Friends. And on Sunday, I want to shout out Black Fathers Rock. The event is sold out, but yeah. I was nominated for Dapper Dad of the Year.
Dope, huh?
So I appreciate the love. Shout out to my nephew, Ryan Joel, and I'll be there Sunday, man.
I think my man James Burns got something to do with that, too, from Duke Energy. So shout out to all the Black Fathers Rock, man. Y'all do y'all thing.
Yeah.
All right? Shark, you know what time it is? We about to do what with a shark?
You know where you can find me on 485 blowing that CBD. Why,
Because you ain't got to be high to be healed.
Man, ain't it, man? Say it. Look, we got new music dropping today. NBA Youngboy.
Woo!
Still flexing, still stepping. Cowboy dropped one. Long Live the Kings. Trippy Red.
Uh-oh.
He's coming to town, ain't he?
Yeah, Trippy Red dropped one.
A love letter to you. Royce the 5'9". We got
my man.
Duke Deuce. Yeah. Crunk ain't dead. Cody Shane got one. Blooming. And Album of the Weekend, Larry.
Album of the Weekend. What you got for my Album of the Weekend?
Man, we going with Soul Food. De Niro, Farrah, Charlotte's Own. It's nine tracks.
Charlotte.
It's 9 tracks. And right now, I'm on Sins. Prison Systems, Cuban Links, and China Bus.
Okay, then what's up?
Boy, that China Bus.
I like
hard.
That Prison Systems, man. And shout out to De Niro for
Yeah.
He always come through and show us love, so shout
Definitely
out to him.
Definitely.
got love for De Niro Farrar. Congratulations to you on this album. I can't wait to listen to it.
All right, we up, baby. Shawty's plug.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, me.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
Power 98 WPEG. Good morning. Who this is?
It's Courtney.
What up, Courtney?
Hi, Courtney.
Hi, guys.
All right, Courtney, we're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions, Courtney. If you get two or three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart, and you're going to see Jacquees. If you do not, we need your hood black card. All right, Courtney?
Okay.
What? Kick it out, Ms. Jessica.
Courtney, in 2011, Jay-Z and Kanye West teamed up and dropped an album. What was the name of that album?
What?
I have no idea.
This was a historic moment in the culture. All right, Courtney. You got to tell me two bills in a black household that black people going to put a little something on. They ain't gonna pay the whole thing.
Oh, okay, that's easy. That's Duke Energy and your rent.
Dude, you can't put a little something on the rent.
You can't
pay like every week. That's what I do.
Nah. Duke Energy was right. I ain't taking that.
No,
you can't put a little something on the rent. You gotta pay your whole rent. Oh, yeah, good.
She black smart, Larry?
No. You got to pay your rent. You was right. All right, if you want to steal these tickets from Courtney, you got to tap in. You got to answer my question and Ms. Jessica's question. 570-WPEG. If you can, you're going to see Jacquees.
Power 98's Black Smart is brought to you by U.S. Auto. Better vehicles, better financing, all credit levels. Download the Power 98 FM mobile app.
It's a murder.
We're streaming. Take us everywhere.
Check us out on Facebook.
We're the plug. Power 98.
It's the Fabulously Funny Comedy Festival. February 29th at Bojangles Coliseum with Mike Epps.
Yeah, Donald Trump. They said he called Obama and said, I did a walkthrough. You left your wave cap in the bathroom. Who's hiding flaming Cheetos in the refrigerator? It's a German Shepherd tied up on the side of the house.
LaFell Crawford.
All the mamas in the house always got these threats. You know, these threats they don't never do. They don't make no sense. Like, keep on running your mouth and I'm gonna rip your lips off your face.
DC Youngfly.
The living room roaches, the bathroom roaches, it's all good. But them kitchens in the refrigerator, you open them up and you be like, well, I got some Eskimo roaches too.
Eskimo roaches.
Country Wayne.
Go get your tickets now. If you ain't got the tickets, then you wicked.
And Just Hilarious.
My mother here, I thought I was gonna keep it to like a 5 curse word minimum. And she a deacon. I am too. It's cool. Yeah.
It's the Fabulously Funny Comedy Festival. Get tickets at the box office and Ticketmaster.com. Presented by North American Entertainment Group.
It's your boy Fat Joe here. World famous rapper and world famous.
Holla at you folks.
What do you have to say?
Lovely Larry, the morning madhouse, your madhouse question of the day. What was it today, Miss Jess?
We're talking about tax season, asking the people, what will you be doing with your tax refund this year?
Big Dog B said, man, I'm going to tell y'all the truth. I'm putting a down payment on a car because I need a whip. I'm going to get me a whip. Chantrell says, hey, I'm saving mine. I'm putting a down payment on the house for me and my kids.
Sunred said, putting some towards my graduating son, getting him a car, and the rest will go into savings. Erica So Fine says, pay for my dental tech classes. Miss Bouncy says, pay my mortgage up for a year.
I got a tax money. You getting back. You going to pay it up for a year.
You might have put a lot down on our house. Whatever it is, that sounds like a win. Way to go, sis.
If you're going
to
pay your mortgage up for a year, that sounds very good. That sounds like whatever tax preparer you're going to, they need to call me. I need to go to them. Like right now. Man, y'all make sure y'all tap in on the Madhouse question of the day each and every morning, man, at 6:05 inside the Madhouse. Or hit the hashtag MHQOTD.
is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
Doja Cat is getting juicy. Coming up, man, somebody's trying to win on Black Smart. They're trying to steal these Jacquees tickets because the first girl wasn't Black Smart at all. Charlotte's plug is Power 98.
I keep it juicy, juicy. I eat that on.
Black Smart! Good morning.
It's Jay.
What up, Jay?
What's going on?
I can't call it Jay. All right, Jay, you got to answer Miss Jessica's question.
I need to know, what is the name of Jay-Z and Kanye West's album that they have out together?
Watch the Throne.
Watch the Throne is correct, the Mundo. All right, Jay, two bills in the household, in a black household. They don't pay the whole bill. They put a little something on it.
Duke Energy.
Mm-hmm. Like me.
Cable.
And cable. There you go, baby. Tell Spectrum to hold up one more month.
You win.
All right, Jay, since you black smart, boy, we're going to put you in the building with that boy, Jacquees, the self-proclaimed king of R&B. He's going to be at the Fillmore Sunday, March 1st, and you going to be in there courtesy of West Station, big dog.
98.
Entertainment, that's 100 points.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.